Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Telesales 2.0 and B2B Sales Podcast. This is Marianne Vanilla. And, you know, the thing I wanted to talk about today is, do you know the substance of what the reporting you're looking at about the sales activity in your organization represents? You know, I was talking to somebody about sales operations and really rolling up your sleeves and finding out what's going on the front lines, because so much of what sales reps end up with is part of this highly structured activity that generates interest. And whether that's through some sort of campaign or your AdWords or events or something your marketing automation developed, whatever it is, when it gets to a rep, that's where the blind spot starts with sales management, because everything else is very measurable. You can get in your CRM or your marketing automation platform and you can monitor all the behavior of this prospect and you can see what their whole journey was. But when they get to the rep, that's where you have a total blind spot, because we know that A, everybody has different levels of documentation about what they do with prospects that they actually put in the CRM. B, everybody uses the CRM different. C, they may not make any kind of notes about something. And then lastly, everybody's got a different style of what they're doing. So if you've got, you know, say, you know, let's just use a round number of 200 leads that go out to 10 different reps, you've got, you know, all these different scenarios going on, which gives you a collective report, but really the variety of what is happening with that set of prospects is completely different. So rolling up your sleeves and finding out what's going on really helps you to fine tune that last mile. So the last mile is that part where it actually starts with human engagement. So your prospects followed this whole journey and they've responded to different things you've sent out and downloaded, you know, whatever it is. But now they're assigned to a rep. So what's happening? And one of the things that I have found over the years, and I talk about this a lot because it's really important. I find that engagement, and I'm going to talk about this because I have a guest speaker coming on this week, and we're going to really get into this topic. But I find that as time has gone on, enterprise sales and B2B sales engagement has just gotten worse because, you know, we get so much of it, and because there's less in person, the whole thing that in-person meetings provided that remote meetings don't is insight into your prospect on a lot of levels. So when you're sitting with a prospect, and especially when you go on site at their office, you know, there's lots of things that you can discern about them through just talking with them or, you know, looking at their surroundings or being in their office or whatever it is. You learn a lot about that person. And when you're interacting with them remotely, that's missing. So you have to do the same thing with their digital environment. And you also can't do it real time like you would maybe if you were in their office. You need to do it ahead of time and find out, okay, who is this person and who am I talking to? So I have found that often people don't research who they're calling until they decide that that's somebody they want to spend more time on. But the thing is, by not researching them, it really diminishes the quality of that engagement and it falls apart. So they don't really have that opportunity to make it better. You know, and I've said this before, is because I have a company and I'm CEO of a company that everybody wants to sell stuff to in the MarTech space. I get a lot of sales outreach and most of it is really bad. And then the thing that happens now is people will send me a cold email, and I get this every day. And it was funny because I was just talking to somebody about it, and then I got an email that had this exact same thing in it. It was this big, long, you know, word throw up of all the things that they do and how they would be able to help me do something that they're sure I need. And then they've got their calendar link there. And so I think, okay, so you're going to send me an email that you clearly haven't researched anything I do, and you don't know anything about my company or the space we operate in or anything, and you want me to be interested, and then you want me to do the work to get on your calendar so that you can sell me this stuff. It's like, that is such an absurd proposition when you think about it, because, you know, there's still this idea of earning a place at the table. You really have to, you have to make a good first impression with your prospects. And I get this kind of outreach constantly where people just haven't done their homework on prospects. So that's something that often all the work that went into, you know, profiling the ideal prospect that you're reaching out to, and then getting to a point where they're interacting with your company and there's some indicators about their level of interest and the topic of their interest. And then it goes to somebody that just sends them this email that has all this, you know, text that's like cut and paste from other emails or content, and it looks like some ransom note with their calendar link at the bottom. It's like, you know, that's throwing all of that earlier investment just in the garbage, because most people aren't going to respond to that. Maybe a few do. I don't know who would respond to that. I would think that if you're selling especially big ticket items, there's just a certain decorum that goes along with being a vendor, and you're going to do the work to get on their calendar, not the other way around. There's really this kind of laziness that happens, and some of it, there's a lot of factors that play into this, and a lot of it is just, you know, these new platforms come out that, you know, somebody sees something and says, hey, this is a great idea, let's implement this, and they're looking at it more from a buyer user of it and not really thinking of it from a consumer standpoint. And I don't mean like a B2C consumer, but from a prospect standpoint. So, well, if somebody's trying to sell you this thing, would you open this and respond to this? And so you really have to put yourself in your prospect shoes and think, okay, is this something that I would respond to? I also often have said, would you take a call from you? And a lot of the work to fine-tune all of that in-person type of interactions is really lost or not done. It's really spent on product information and content that you send and different things. But the art of engaging with people and managing those relationships is really something that everybody needs to stop and get their head around, so that there's some consistency and some quality about how they're engaging with prospects. So the takeaway is, number one, if you're sending your calendar link, it's great that we have our calendars that we can share, but it's really kind of invasive to say, and here, you can get on my calendar. You're not a peer with that person yet. So you need to say, whatever your availability is, I'll make it work on my end. Just let me know a few times. It's not like the prospect needs to adjust to your calendar. So something to think about. And another thing is, how much are you researching your prospect before you call them? And if you get leads fed to you, whether it's from your marketing automation or downloads or whatever it is, find out a little about your prospect before you call them. It really makes a big difference, because people are getting so much outreach now that when somebody actually does their homework and says something meaningful based on what they discovered about them, that earns you more time at the table. So that's something to do. Another last thing to think about is how much information you put out in prospects, in your communication to prospects. I get these people that connect on, they want to connect with me on LinkedIn, and then they immediately send me some big sales pitch. And yeah, there's nothing more irritating than that. And I can't believe that people still do that. It happens all the time. And it really alienates prospects. There's a better way to do it that is more elegant and saying, hey, we do this just really briefly. If there's anything that we can do, or if you need anything, let me know. I mean, it's not that you don't want to leverage your network, but you don't want to send cold pitches to your network because it's a big turnoff. I've actually disconnected from people immediately if they send me something that's that bad, because I'm not going to engage with that. So, and I'm not going to support that. So, something to think about. And I want to invite everybody to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Vanilla Group, and the website's vanillagroup.com. And you can follow me on LinkedIn. I've got a bunch of articles there, and I've got one that I'm going to publish later today. So thanks again. I really appreciate you being, on the podcast, and then look forward to later this week when I have my guest speaker. Okay, have a great day.